And he said, well, I told him, yeah, with my daddy. Man, there was shrimp boats coming in there and everything else.
Do you get any kind of seafood here?
No, only something we get, have to get from off in the Gulf.
What kind?
You can get speckled trout, mullet, oysters, flounders, crabs, and shrimps.
You ever seen those things they eat, they crawl in streams backwards, crayfish, crawfish?
Yeah, I've seen them plenty of them. These fish will. They're good bait.
With what? With
trout, hit them.
You spying around here?
So good. Me and Mark went over to your granddad and Paul. He didn't believe what I told him, but it was the truth. Me and Martha went in there, in that little pond back there, and we had spinners, you know, you had a pole with a spinner, we take a minnow and put on that spinner, you know, and throw it out. We caught 16 about that long. And Martha threw the spinner and it after hit on a bush,
yeah.
And it was lacking about that much catching the water. That minnow up there, kicking, you know, up there, an 8-pound trout jumped up and got him.
You kid. Really?
Yeah.
They'll take
minnows? Oh, yeah, trout. That's what they feed on. Minnows and such as that.
I think I'll take some minnows down there because I think that's what they're feeding on now. They're trout down there, huh?
Oh, man, that place is full of trout.
I think you're right because I caught, I guess it was a trout yesterday. I don't know. I can't tell much. He didn't have a wide mouth like a bass did. About a quarter, 3/4 of a pound.
I think you did. Granddad stocked it with some shell cracker in there. I'm not sure.
Shell cracker, that's
right. Yeah, they look like a white perch, some, but they got teeth. Got little fine teeth in their mouth. Yeah, that's what they call shell cracker.
What kind of frogs you get around here?
Bullfrog, rain frog, toad frog, I don't know.
Yeah. You ever seen different types of turtles?
Oh, yeah. What do you call a long-haired turtle? They're snapping kind. We've got a soft-shell turtle. They're white.
Yeah. Folks ever eat them?
Oh, yeah, soft-shell.
Can you eat them?
Yeah, they say they're the best meat you can get. Soft-shell and old long-haired turtles.
It's something about, yeah, and then the one that lives on land, probably.
And we got the what's called a tapping, live on dry land, gopher. Well, he had a gopher here about the size of my thumbnail, getting here a long time. I told him to turn him loose on the carry. Well, the weather started turning warm, we could go out and get him something to eat.
What do they eat?
The grass and that gophers do, eat grass.
I know.
Tap and eat the...
I imagine he would eat out of your garden, too, if you
give
him the chance.
Yeah, he'd eat. I'd give him some lettuce. That little rascal went down on that lettuce. He just ate it. Buddy put him out there in that tie, and the old tie laying out there, wagon tie.
Uh-huh.
And I told Buddy to let him go. And Buddy let him go.
When, I meant to ask you about that snake. Have you ever skinned one?
I have skin one.
I skinned him today. He's a big old, got a big old wide skin for him. And I put him, hung him up there. I guess you got to salt him, don't you?
No, you stretch it.
Stretch it?
Yeah, tight. You put them tight. Stretch
I
it
did that, but I thought you put salt on it too.
You can put salt on them. I keep maggots from them.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I'm You ought to got that in my kill you your grandma and your granddad.
Oh, the one with that y'all killed with that stone?